So Sandra, has UNRWA made the decision to postpone the school year?
Not yet, no. If we are able to secure $101 million between now and the date that the schools will open, they will open. If we do not, then there is a serious risk that they may be delayed.
So these rumors about UNRWA not opening the schools in due time, it's just a rumor or is it built on something?
It's a risk. We don't have the funding right now in order to pay our 22,000+ teachers in 700 schools to open the schools in September through December. Now we're trying to get that money. And the reason you're hearing so much about it is that we need to shout very loudly to the international community that the schools are at risk, and putting the education of Palestine refugee children at risk is not acceptable.
So the financial shortfall or the financial deficit, is it that serious this year?
Yes. It is very serious this year. It's unlike other years. The funding for emergency appeals, for example, is only 30% in Gaza. As a result, other funding of UNRWA must be used to support as much as possible the needs of refugees. We've also had serious foreign exchange losses, more than $24 million in foreign exchange losses. And the needs of Palestine refugees are only increasing with the blockade, with the occupation, with the war in Syria, with restricted human rights of many Palestine refugees in the five fields. I think the needs of the Palestine refugees have never been this great. We had a war in Gaza last year that impacted 1.2 million people. Providing for them has not been fully fulfilled by the international community. The funding has only come in at about 30%. That means a larger burden has fallen on UNRWA to care for the people of Gaza. Similarly, in Syria, the needs of Palestinian refugees in Syria and the surrounding countries remains very large and continues. So you have increasing needs, and they're not keeping up with the funding that's available for the international community because of conflicts in Iraq and Yemen and Libya, and that's just the Middle East. Then you have the economic crisis that has fallen on many of our donors. And we have suffered severe foreign exchange losses for funding that we've received from the Europeans, from the UK, and from Australia. So it's a combination of all of these factors which have led to a deficit of around $101 million.
Does that mean, in a way or another, that UNRWA is not being a priority for the international community?
I think every humanitarian crisis in the world right now is underfunded. The needs are just so great. Frankly, we don't have enough political processes in place to solve these conflicts, and it falls on the humanitarian community to try to pick up the pieces. Without political process, without a political solution for the Palestine refugees, UNRWA remains in place, and our budget will continue to grow as the needs of the Palestinian refugees continues to grow.
So do I understand from you that the needs are growing for the Palestine refugees? Is this due to the natural growth in the number, the population of the refugees?
Part of it is the growth of the community, of the refugee community. It's natural that people have families and they have children and they develop, but also the occupation, the blockade, the conflicts, the wars, the restriction on Palestine refugee rights in many of the fields where refugees remain, all contribute to increasing the needs and the costs. And the world is more expensive this year than it was last year.